You're listening to the Iconic Leader Podcast with Sarah Plowman, episode number 28. Welcome to the Iconic Leader Podcast. I'm your host, life and business coach, Sarah Plowman, here to help you embrace your icon status while getting rich with ease and style. Let's fucking go. Hello, icons. I cannot believe that the last time I recorded a podcast episode, just over a week ago, I had not been to Miami yet. So I'm back. I'm back in freezing cold Philadelphia after being so warm and happy in Miami. But my trip was amazing. It was a whirlwind. I wasn't even on the ground for more than 48 hours, I don't think. But Florida, Miami was beautiful and it was warm and I had such a good time with my friend Jonathan and Ayal, and the event was amazing with the Life Coach School. So I'm so glad that I made it happen. And, you know, one thing that a friend of mine actually pointed out to me is it was just over 3 years ago, it was about 3.5 years that I was invited to go on an in-person VIP retreat with the mastermind that I was a part of at that time. And when I received the invitation and the details were released, I immediately was like, no. And I don't mean like, let me think about it, but probably not. I was a hard no. I responded to the message in Voxer with the invitation immediately. I was like, I won't be there. Pass. And I got curious though, right? I was a hard no, but I was like, well, why? Why can't I go? And it was amazing. All the reasons my brain was telling me I couldn't go. My brain was like, you will never find the childcare. You don't deserve the childcare. You don't deserve to go. You haven't been on an airplane in almost 15 years. That sounds crazy to say out loud, but it was true. You haven't been on an airplane. You don't know how to go on an airplane yourself. I have flown by myself. I flew by myself when I was 19 and I flew to France and I lived there for a full 9 months. So I know how to do scary and brave and hard things on airplanes, including to foreign countries. But have you ever experienced this? Sometimes as we get older, we get more paranoid and more fearful. I have kids. I didn't have kids when I traveled to France back when I was 19. So my brain was like, you don't know. You don't have luggage. You don't know the right place to buy luggage. You don't know how to buy a plane. You don't know how to get to the airport. You don't know. Like, there were so many things that I was so afraid of and so sure that I couldn't figure out. Oh, and also I'm terrified of flying. The last time I remember flying, I want to say, I had just had my older son. He was not quite one yet. So I was 30 and I flew with my mom and my sister to visit my other sister out in Michigan. And I got on the plane and I have my little baby in my lap, right? So now I'm the mom, which was already a very new and surreal experience. And I was like, mom, you have to sit next to me. So I stole my mom from my other sister who was sitting elsewhere on the plane. I was like, you have to sit next to me. And I just held her hand and cried and cried and cried when the plane took off because I was so afraid. Not a big fan of flying. So anyway, I get invited to this retreat and I have a million reasons why I couldn't go. And I hated all of them. I was like, none of these are good reasons for me to not go. So I overcame all of them. I figured out how to get someone to watch my kids. Shout out to my mom who watched the kids this past time when I was in Miami. She has been so supportive of hosting my kids when I've wanted to travel for work, with the Life Coach School. And I figured out where to buy luggage. I mean, these are the things. It might sound silly to you guys, but we all have these things that seem like a big deal and insurmountable in our heads that are stopping us from doing what we really want to do. So I figured out how to buy the luggage. I figured out what luggage I wanted. I figured out how to buy a plane. I figured out how to get myself to the airport. I figured out how to fly by myself. And yes, I did cry on that flight too. All during takeoff, I just sat there and I closed my eyes and I put my sweaty palms in my lap and I just let the tears flow and I just embraced being scared shitless and being alone on that airplane. I mean, there were other passengers, but Not anyone that I knew. No one who wanted to hold my hand and cry with me. So I just was like, hey girl, I've got you. I will sit here and I will cry with you and it's okay. And I am so proud of myself. That was 3.5 years ago. And now I have been to Arizona twice. I have been to Dallas. I have been to Austin. I have been to Miami now. And that's a big deal for me. And now I can just, like, with a month's notice, zip out on these trips. I know how to pack. I got all my travel size stuff ready to go. I can pack a carry-on with a million outfits, a million iconic outfits for a 3-day stay. I know how to take care of the kids. I know how to accept and receive support from my support network to watch my kids. I know how to buy a ticket and get on the airplane. And guys, I flew this past time and I did not cry. I didn't need to cry. And man, if you would have asked me 3.5 years ago, like, do you believe this is in your future that you'll be flying all across the country, doing all of these amazing events, meeting all of these incredible people, and you will literally be like writing an Instagram post or watching a TV show during takeoff. Like, you won't even be paying attention because you're so unbothered. I would have been like, no, absolutely not possible. So I want you to ask yourself, that was just a fun story for me to share with you, but I want you to ask yourself, what do you want that you're telling yourself you either don't want? Like, I was telling myself, I don't want to go on that retreat. You're either telling yourself you don't want it and you're lying to yourself, or you're telling yourself you want it, but it's not possible for you. And I want you to stop that today. I want you to just decide and make a commitment to stop that today, that you're gonna be honest with yourself about what you want. You're no longer gonna listen to the shitty reasons of why you can't have it. And then you're gonna give it to yourself and you're gonna figure it out one step at a time. Whether we're talking about the next plane ride you wanna take or giving yourself your 6 and multiple 6 and 7-figure life coaching business, it's no different. It is as possible for you to make $1 million as a life coach as it is for you to figure out how to get your ass on an airplane and fly somewhere. Like, think about something that you do effortlessly now. And maybe it wasn't effortless in the beginning. And maybe there was a learning curve. And maybe it was a painful learning curve. Or maybe you thought it was going to be a painful learning curve and it wasn't nearly as bad as you expected. You will get to look back at building your $1 million coaching business one day and say the same thing about that. The same thing. You have it in you. It is entirely possible. It is entirely there in your future waiting for you to show up and claim it, but you've got to decide. You've got to tell yourself it's possible. You've got to be honest with yourself that you want it, and then you have to just start getting to work, looking for the solutions, making it happen. So let's talk about that today, shall we? I want to share with you one of my takeaways from the Coachathon that I attended last week. And this event, I didn't really know what to expect, but it was so cool. It was a small, like, auditorium, like you were going to a lecture hall at college or something like that. And it wasn't even full. There were maybe 100-ish people, maybe 150 people there. It was a small, intimate group. And so I was struck by that right away. We sit down and Brooke comes out right on time, a few minutes later, and we all clap, we stand, and we're all excited. And she sits down and she's like, listen, I'm here to coach you all today. This is just me and you. I'm not recording this. There's no replay. There are no people watching virtually. I'm just here in this room with you. And what happens in this room stays in this room. And I'm just going to coach you all day long. And she did. She just coached us all day long. We took one little lunch break. And other than that, it was just coaching person after person after person after person who raised their hand and went up on stage. I raised my hand every time. She was just picking people from the audience. And I did not get called on to go on and get coached on stage with Brooke. But I will tell you, I got everything that I needed out of that day. I got absolutely everything that I needed, fully supported, fully coached by listening to the other people get coached. Because when you watch a lot of other people get coached, especially in a row over an 8-hour day, you start to realize, huh, all of our mind drama is the same. Like, the result we want is, like, slightly different, or the circumstances are slightly different, but it's all the same. So that was pretty cool to see. And one of the things, one of the biggest takeaways that I have is about going back to basics. The power and the exquisite simplicity of going back to the basics. Have you ever heard someone say something like, "What got you here is not what will get you there"? I remember hearing someone say this to me a year after I started my business and feeling absolutely terrified. And also, I kind of pulled back from my business for a while. I remember after I was an in-person event, and I remember hearing the instructor say that. And I was like, well, shit, then I don't know how I'm going to get there because I don't know how to not be here. And I kind of went on a downward spiral for like a month, didn't sell a lot, was all like up in my head. So this is just a reminder that when you hear things, even if they sound pretty or they sound true or they sound inspirational, do a gut check. How is that thought making you feel? How is that thought making you feel? And is it leading you to the action that you want to take? And for me, the answer was no. So I'm not a big fan of that thought. I like to think that the simple basics are exactly what I need to get myself where I want to go. And yes, I'm always adding new skills and new tools to my tool belt, 100%. That doesn't mean I don't want to learn. It doesn't mean that I don't want to grow. But I want to continue to keep things really simple and uncomplicated and go back to the basics of what work. And one of the things that has always worked for me is the model, is the self-coaching model. Knowing that circumstances are neutral, and then I have a thought about them. My thoughts give the circumstance meaning. I have a thought about them, and my thought creates my feeling. My feeling is the fuel from which I take action or don't take action, right? So my feelings can dictate what I do or what I don't do. And then what I do and what I don't do, when we take that all together, that's what creates my results. When I first heard this nearly 4 years ago now, it landed in such a powerful way. I was like, this is the key to the universe. This makes sense to me. This has unlocked my mind. And I was off to the races in my life, creating new results in my life, and then eventually in my business. And I have to tell you, after years of running my business and years of creating success and making a lot of cash and helping a lot of people and helping, you know, my clients make money and grow their relationship with themselves and their audience, all the things, I have made things more complicated. That's just what our brains do. We're always looking for problems to solve. We're always making things more complicated. And so what I've been working on this year in my million-dollar year is to uncomplicate what I have made complicated. And it was so great to just be in a room where we were looking at life and all of the things that we all wanted to accomplish through the lens of the model over and over and over again, and letting it be that simple. And Brooke did a trick that I remember watching her do before and feeling like, wow, that's so simple, but so powerful. And I felt the same way this time. So I want to share it with you. And that trick is to do the model backwards. I want you to do the model backwards. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, the self-coaching model, I'll put it in the show notes, but it looks like these five words stacked on top of each other. Circumstances at the top, circumstance, then thought, then feeling, then action, then result. And normally when we do models, we start at the top and we work our way down, but we're going to do it backwards. So we're going to start with the result. I want you to pull out a piece of paper and I want you to do this right now. What is a result that you want to create in your business in April? Let's do this. Let's do your monthly revenue goal for April. I want you to pick a number that excites you and terrifies you, but also you're like, yeah, I can see how that's possible. And it's a stretch. And it makes me a little bit sweaty. Okay. That's how you know it's a good goal. So you put that in the R line because you guys, you can put whatever you want in the R line, and it is yours. We're gonna let it be so simple. Whatever you want, you can put in that R line. Now, your brain is your greatest asset and your greatest tool, and it is so much smarter and so much more capable of creating amazing solutions than you give it credit for. So we're going to go to your brilliant brain and we're going to say, okay, if I really believed that at the end of April, this is what's in my R line. Let's say you put $50,000 cash in your R line. At the end of April, I have $50,000 cash transferred to my bank account from Stripe and from PayPal. That's done. I'm in 100% belief. You don't have to be in 100%, but like I got strong belief that's possible. It's okay if you don't fully believe it until you've done it, by the way. But I am in it's done, it's happening, let's fucking go energy around this result of $50,000 cash in my bank account by the end of April. That's in the R line. Then I want you to go to the line above. We're working the model backwards. So we're going to go to the A line. And I want you to ask yourself, if I really believed that that was done, that's happening no matter what would I do? And what would I stop doing? What would I start doing? What would I keep doing? And what would I stop doing? So maybe you would stop watching so much TV. Maybe you would stop spending so much of your time worrying about your current results. Maybe you would stop obsessively checking to see how many people liked your last post. Maybe you would stop DMing that same person over and over again and trying to be a tugboat for them and bring them on to buy your offer. What would you stop doing? Maybe you would stop telling yourself it's not working. Maybe you would stop telling yourself something's gone wrong, right? So it's not just actions. The actions don't have to be just, you know, things that you're doing. It can be things that you're telling yourself, ways that you're thinking. So I want you to make a list of all the things you would stop doing and all of the things that you would start doing. Imagine you a month from now who's made $50,000 cash. What have you done? What have you started doing? Who have you started being? What have you started telling yourself? How have you started talking to yourself? How have you started posting? Where are you posting? What are you selling? And I want you to use this amazing machine that's in between your ears and imagine who that person is and what that person is doing and what that person isn't doing. And then when you have this really nice and thorough A line filled out, I want you to go up a line to the feeling line. How is this version of you who has guaranteed this result of $50,000 cash in April? How is this person feeling when they're taking all of this action? Are they feeling confident? Are they feeling bold? Are they feeling badass? Are they feeling iconic? What's the feeling that really lands for you right now that really resonates? And you're like, that's how I would like to be feel when I make this $50,000. Okay, so we nail the feeling and then we're gonna go up a line into the thought line. What are you thinking? You can pick more than one thought here. Doesn't have to be a ton of thoughts, but I want them to be useful. This is what's important about filling out the T line. Make sure that that thought is useful. And here is how you know if your thought is useful. One, it is connected to the feeling. So if you put in your F line that you want to feel bold when you are taking all of this action to create your $50,000 cash month, you have to pick a thought that when you think it, you feel bold. Okay, so you have to make sure that that thought and that feeling are connected. They make sense together. They go together to you. So that's the first thing. The second way you know the thought is useful is because it compels you to take action. It's almost like you can't help yourself. When you think this thought, you feel a certain way and you just can't help but take action. I'll give you an example from my first year in business when I was going through my river of misery, 5 months of nothing but no's until I signed my next one-on-one client. And there were plenty of days, you guys, that my brain told me, this is not working. You should give up. Nobody wants to work with you. Your prices are too high. All of the mind drama, all of it. I have a classic photo of myself sitting on the bathroom floor, like tear-drenched face, because I was like, what the hell? I'm doing all of the things. I've been showing up so consistently. Like, why isn't it happening for me yet? So even on my darkest days during that period, I had a thought that instantly filled me with resolve. That's the word for me. It was like resolve. And the thought was, I know how to connect with people. I know how to connect with people. And the second I thought that, I felt resolve. And it was almost like, oh, fuck. It was almost like in spite of myself, like I wanted to continue my pity party. But when I thought I know how to connect people, my brain was like, well, you can't argue with that. Like, get off your butt and go connect with people and go help people because you know these tools work. So I could be having the worst day and like not feel motivated, not feel inspired. And when I told myself that, I felt this deep resolve. And I would get up, I would pick my phone up, and I would go live, or I would talk on my stories, or I would invite yet another person onto a consult. And that, my friends, is a useful thought. So find that thought or those thoughts for you, and they become your personal mantra. All right, so you have your marching orders for this month. We're going to keep things simple. And one more word about that. You may have certain skills that you need to learn and growing that you have to experience in order to get from where you are now to where you want to be. But who you are today is the person who's going to figure that out. So no, I am not the same version of myself that I will be when I've made $1 million in a year, or when I've made $5 million or $10 million in a year, right? In some ways, I can't even wrap my head around that version of Sarah because I haven't met her yet. But I do know that the Sarah of today is the version of me that's going to get me there. And I'm really proud to be her right now. And I have full faith in her. She's gonna figure it out. She's doing the best that she can, and she is enough. And she's like here for the ride. Like, let's go have fun figuring out how to create the most extraordinary life possible for myself and for the people around me. So we're gonna keep it simple. We're gonna remember that we are the version of ourselves that we need to be to figure out how to become the next version of ourselves. And we are also going to put our goal for April in the R line, and we're gonna work the model backwards, and we're gonna commit to going all in on that model for all of April. Okay? That's like 28 more days. No, 22 more days. It's the 8th right now. I did my math wrong. So it's not a lot of time, but it's also a long time for you to like practice holding your commitment. This is good for you. Okay. So we're going to hold that commitment, and we're going to show up every day as if we believed whatever we put in the R line is entirely possible, and not just possible, but it's done. And I guarantee you, you will transform your results. You will also transform yourself by the end of this month. So suddenly 22 days, 23 days does not seem that long. Okay. And then I want you to report back. I want you to come share with me. It means so much to me when you guys come share in my Instagram DMs that you've listened to the podcast, that you are doing, like you're taking these challenges on and making them your own. So come share with me. What is that number? What did you put in your R line? And then I want you to come back at the end of April, and I want you to tell me how you blew your own mind with who you became and what you created. Because when you show up that way with that level of belief, possibility, and commitment and courage, you make even your most impossible goals inevitable. All right? So go enjoy making that a reality this month. And I'll see you next week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and you're ready to apply what you've learned to create mind-blowing results in your life and business, it's time to apply for private mentorship. You can do this in one of two ways. Come see me on Instagram at Sarah Plowman Coaching, or go to my website, www.sarahplowmancoaching.com, and apply for private coaching with me. I will see you there.